Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
More than 300 infants may have been exposed to tuberculosis at a San Jose, California hospital by one of the employees, the hospital said. The Santa Clara Valley Medical Center learned in mid-November that an employee who worked in the newborn nursery was suspected of having active tuberculosis, the hospital said in a news release this last Friday, and then the employee was placed on leave. 350 infants may have been exposed, adding that they will be monitored closely for signs. It's caused by a bacteria that spreads through the air from person to person, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and if not treated properly, this disease can be fatal. So while the risk of infection is low, the consequences of tuberculosis infection in infants could be severe. So that's why they've decided to do widespread testing and start preventive treatments for these infants as soon as possible. I think it's very scary for the mothers. And to think that this was something and that their children, their newborns, which are so fragile and susceptible to all kinds of infections, could have been exposed to. So they are testing them all. They've all been alerted. That's why we can report this kind of a news story. So keep a watch for that, and we'll see if any cases of tuberculosis show up among those infants. And in a car seat alert, could wearing a winter coat endanger your child? Experts are saying that you should strap your child securely in their car seat without their winter coat on. Instead of putting the coat on them, you put the coat over them to keep them warm. Because what they're saying is when the child is all bundled up in a coat and you put the car seat on with the belt, that it's not as tight as it would be holding them in, and that there is a risk that it's not actually strapped in completely. So make sure. They're also saying this applies to adults. If you're wearing a big winter coat and you put your seatbelt on, it could actually not be completely strapped in because of the heaviness of your winter coat. So they're saying you should really take off your big winter coats before you strap yourself in, and certainly the same with your children. And the Sweet Leaf Tea Company is voluntarily recalling 1.5 million teas in 16-ounce glass bottles due to the possibility of glass fragments. We report a lot of these recalls because we want you to know them, and I think that it's important that you know when these recalls come out, in case you haven't heard about it in the, you know, other forms of media. The company owned by Nestle's Waters North America released a statement saying that it was acting out of an abundance of caution, which means they're probably not seeing it in a lot of them. But the recall affects six flavors of tea, including raspberry, half and half lemonade tea, original green tea with citrus, peach, mint, and honey. And the products were distributed between February 27th and December 6th of this year, 2015. And the concern stems from glass breakage during the filling process. So if ingested, the glass could obviously cause cuts and injuries. And I think that when you're drinking some kind of a tea, you might feel if there was a glass piece in there. But then again, you might not, especially if it's quite small. So if you bought any of these flavors of the Sweet Leaf tea between February and December, which is pretty much this whole year, yikes, that's pretty much this whole year. So they're saying if you bought any of them between February and December, of those ones, the six flavors that I mentioned, raspberry, half and half lemonade, original green tea with citrus, peach, and mint and honey, you can return them. And I would if I was you, because if you just don't know, you can always try and pour it out through a strainer if you want, but I would just return them because it's just that much easier. We talk about recalls. That's what we do here at the top of the hour. We're giving trending health news stories, things that will affect you, and things that you also can do about them. So some of them are going to be just your basic news stories related to health and medicine, and some are going to be things you can do about them. So recalls, certainly you take them back when it's a recall. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay well.